www.thebeatles.com.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Dr. Jürgen Richt, and he's the Regents Distinguished Professor, Kansas State University, and Bill Felber also kind of by along with him today, sort of a consultant or public relations or whatever we want to call Bill today. But I know, Dr. Richt, all sorts of things we can talk about, and I know I've been hearing wonderful things about some of the workshops that you've been having on campus in the last month or so, if you want to kind of share what you've been up to.
Okay, so we had a couple workshops on campus and one international meeting on emerging zoonotic diseases at the Hilton Garden Inn downtown in Manhattan. So we had about we had about 150 people from, I think, 20 different countries all over the world here discussing mitigation strategies, diagnostic tools for various infectious diseases which are emerging, and we also discussed some transboundary animal diseases.
Well, it has to be fascinating to kind of, you know, network with all these different folks, and maybe some of the things you came up with, and I'm sure that you learn from each other, quite mm-hmm. frankly, at these things.
So I think one of the reasons why we did it here is to show the world, so to speak, what Manhattan, Kansas has to offer, and we had as site visits on top, as you know, as social tours, we had two tours which were associated with the meeting. One was to visit the NBAF site. We had a virtual tour which was done by the DHS, Department of Homeland Security people here from Manhattan, and we had a virtual tour, and then we had a drive-by to the NBAF construction site, so people really see that it's not just some theoretical thing. It's real. There is some work going on. That was number one. And number two, we had a visit to Fort Riley because Fort Riley is more or less the epicenter for the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic. A lot of people believe it started in Fort Riley and then it spread around the country and around the world, and more than 20 million people were affected and died with Spanish flu in 1918, 1919. And so we had these two tours which were associated with the meeting, and so we could show not only we discussed science, but we could show the visitors from around the world what we have to offer and what the future holds here in Manhattan, Kansas.
Bill, if you want to chime in a little bit too.
I just want to underscore a couple of the points that Jürgen made, particularly with regard to the conference. A couple of things I want to make sure don't get undersold. Number one, this is the eighth annual conference. This conference is only held biennially, and it is held in various locations around the world, and it attracts some of the world's top scientists in pathobiology and related fields. And so to have them come to Manhattan, Kansas is quite a feat and quite a recognition that they're very interested in the kinds of things that are going to be taking place here with the NBAF, the kind of things that we're doing with CZAD. It's a big feather.
And I mean, it's fascinating, Bill, to work on some of these things too, I would think.
Well, it challenges my knowledge base. I tell people when I gather with the CZAD folks in a big room, I tell them I know what it feels like to be the dumbest person in the room, and it's not particularly close, by the way.
Well, kind of coming from a similar line of work that I'm in now, I always joke around with people. I know a little bit about everything, but not a lot about anything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that kind of applies here, and I'm sure you're learning a lot about this. So kind of changes things up a little bit. But, you know, and Jürgen, you know, when you do work with some of these things, and you're always so good when you come on the air, too, of putting things in layman's terms. I mean, what are some of the – you've mentioned some, but what are the different things you're working on when you have workshops like this?
So this was an international meeting, so you have people working in their individual specialities, which you want to bring people together which work in similar areas, vaccinology, you know, making new vaccines against different diseases. And some of the tools these people use can be used by other people also. And so they can easily work together. And then we develop also, for example, detection methods. And we develop them in the lab, but we have to go out into the field. And so if you have people from countries which have these diseases endemically, this means that the diseases are circulating in their human or animal populations, you can go out and test them there, which is very different than do it in a laboratory setting. So these are one of the reasons why we bring these people together. One thing which Bill mentioned is I was very happy to see we had two National Academy of Science members coming to this meeting, one from Florida and one from New York City. So this is really really important to have people who have this high status in the scientific community seeing what we do and how we bring people together and how we want to solve the problems which are still there in the 21st century.
What kind of reaction do you get from these folks? I mean, Manhattan, Kansas are probably going, what? You know, I mean, what kind of reaction do you get?
You know, the reaction is obviously you have to do good science. That's number one. That's why we do these meetings. And number two, you have to have a good hospitality team. And that's not only me doing these things, so now I have to go back to how these things are done. Number one, the workshop, this international conference, I was the co-chair with Dr. Feldman from the National Institutes of Health in Hamilton, Montana, the Rocky Mountain Laboratory. So he's an MD, PhD. So we did it in a One Health setting. That is number one. And number two, you need a team to help you to bring people. The challenge is the location. We are 2 hours from Kansas City International Airport, and we have an airport here, but we have only 3 flights out of Dallas and 2 out of Chicago daily, and some people don't like this small airplane. So you have to have a challenge in bringing people into Manhattan and back to, you know, from Kansas City and back. So you need a team of people, and so I'm lucky to have a team of people behind me which help with these things. Then we do very nice hospitality events. We had a very nice dinner up at for the speakers and for the participants at Colbert Hills at the restaurant there, which we rented for the evening with some live music and so on. So you have to be at your best also with your hospitality, and you need good people to help you with that. And so this is a team effort we did here at Manhattan.
More than just talking science is kind of what I'm hearing, Bill.
The thing that I think is important to keep in mind, when you're talking about bringing in 150 of the top scientists from around the world to Manhattan, they're not coming here to see the sites. They're coming here because there's serious science being done by serious people who are really accomplishing things, and they think they can learn from it. And that's a feather for us.
Let's go ahead, I think, at this point and take a break. It's now about 9:43, and again, we have with us Dr. Jürgen Richt, Regents Distinguished Professor, Kansas State University, and also Consultant Public Relations, Bill Felber, along with him today. 537-1350, if you have questions or comments about some of the things that are going on at Kansas State University in this regard, we always appreciate those. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.